Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dove Radio. I'm your host, Michael Dove, and my special guest today is musician Bradley J. Smith. Bradley is internationally recognized, and he has just released his second album called Sacral Chakra. I'm glad you're here to tell us about it. It's always an honor to have you on Dove Radio, because I know that the show will always be filled with powerful spiritual messages and music that will elevate our souls. So, Bradley, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Hey. So, you've got a new album out. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah. It's quite a adventure. It took about 3 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And major healing, lots of healing, lots of letting go of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just working on energy flow and improving my life and musical adventure in all aspects.
Yes. Because I know whenever you do an album, whenever you create music, you really, really dive into it. And it's like you live through your album, and you live through the creative process. So what was that like?
It's a challenge to find where to start. It involves so much. I went really deep inside myself. I was going up to Mount Shasta a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I just opened up, just like I did on the first one. I opened up to the sacral chakra. And what it presented was amazing. An amazing amount of work that I needed to do to heal myself in order to let the music come through.
Uh-huh, I see.
So, it started with a couple of songs that I was working on.
Mm-hmm.
And they just started coming in. There's eight of them. And just amazing process how they would kind of tell me in a musical communicative type of way what they wanted and what it required for them to grow as well as for me to grow.
Uh-huh. I see.
New instruments.
Mm-hmm.
I was influenced by the Native American vibe that's around here.
Uh-huh.
It was influenced through my trips up to Mount Shasta.
Uh-huh.
And one of the instruments I'm playing is the Native flute, as well as Native American drum also, and shakers. It adds a whole new vibe to the music.
Yeah, I noticed that was different. A really fine addition. It's different from your first album, which was Root Chakra. And just by way for the audience to fully get the scope of what you're doing, you're actually working on a project, a great project, in which you are creating an album for each of the seven chakras. You know, the chakras, the spiritual centers in the body, and making a musical interpretation for each one of them. Could you tell us a little bit about that, and then a little bit about what the sacral chakra really is? What is it that about?
The first part of the question about designing an album around each one of the chakras in the chakra system, that's a theme that I envisioned and that I'm really excited about, because there's so many different aspects to each chakra.
It sounds pretty ambitious.
Yeah, it is. And it drives me. It's inspiring to me. To kind of keep pushing me forward, keep pushing me ahead, and to continue on this journey through each of the chakras, which are energy centers. A chakra translates into wheel or disc. And so there's seven of these major centers within our spine. How I was kind of introduced to it was through my interest in yoga and meditation. Was introduced to some techniques that in meditation, where you go inside your spine and work with the energy and move it up and down the spine. And after years of practicing techniques like that, I realized what's happening and how the energy is going through each of these chakra centers, and how these ancient yogis develop the system, all these different meanings and associations with each chakra. About 5,000 years ago.
What is the particular meaning of the sacral chakra?
Okay, the sacral chakra is one of the aspects. It's kind of like the power center. It's located directly in the midpoint of our body. And it's just below the navel. And has a lot to do with power, kundalini, energy, tantra. Water is the element, so energy flow. The creative center, it's where reproduction occurs. One of the symbols is the yin-yang, so perfect balance, feminine and masculine, negative and positive, all those opposites. So there's just a lot of meanings. But the water element was used throughout the album. I recorded samples of moving water around the area here. A couple of them were up at Mount Shasta, and a couple other samples. I used the ocean sound. So a lot of water.
A lot of water. And so, speaking of water, you shot a video to go with this album as well.
The first song on the album. Let It Go.
Let It Go. And where was it shot? Can you tell us a little bit about what that experience is like?
That was in San Diego, and on the cliff, right on the ocean. That is very representative of the yin-yang symbol that I was just telling you about, perfect balance,
represents
sacral chakra. So that's right where the land ends and the water begins.
Ah, okay.
I'm standing right there on the cliff, and it's just a beautiful spot where I used to hang out and play a lot of guitar and dream about doing something like this and dream about my future and music.
Uh-huh.
And so in a sense, it's kind of come full circle. I actually went back there and shot a professional video. Used all the best equipment and the most up-to-date technology and everything, and
uh-huh.
high definition, and really proud of it.
Yeah, I saw that video. It's very, very impressive, and it's actually pretty popular online on YouTube.
Yeah, I've been around some different areas around the world and found out that it did very well in India.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not too much of a surprise, I guess, because that's where the chakra system originated.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, so they made math.
Really familiar with it.
Yeah.
And so I was really excited about all the likes and all the nice comments that I was getting from over there.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of opened my idea to possibly going over there in the future and doing a tour.
Oh, absolutely. I could very much see you touring India and doing quite well there. And
I've always wanted to go there, and so the music, I've always wanted to be my vehicle. So
exactly.
Exactly. And go about making that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of my dreams to accomplish.
Yeah, I think that that's something that will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to play that cut called "Let It Go."
Okay.
And anything you want to say about the song before I play it?
Why don't we play it first and then just wait till afterwards?
Okay. Good idea. Okay. Here we go. It's called "Let It Go" on the Sacral Chakra album by Bradley J. Smith.
Go, so got the Blessed Love Show.
Wow. Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, do you want to tell us about that? How did that come about?
Well, that was a major healing song. Mm-hmm. Started out with one thing and ended up turning into and being applied to many aspects of my life. But one of the major aspects of the sacral chakra is relationships.
Oh, okay.
And I really had discovered a lot of things about relationships and just between romantic and family and friends and everything. It started with one thing and turned into all these different relationships that I had seemed to come up that I had a lot of work to do with all these relationships in order to maintain them. And it got to be quite a challenge, a little bit, I guess you'd say, overwhelming.
Yeah.
With trying to keep the focus on making this album, along with trying to be open to the music that was coming in and having it communicate what it, like I was saying earlier, what it needed to grow and everything.
Yeah.
And basically, it came down to I couldn't handle all of it put together, trying to maintain these relationships, trying to heal over past relationships,
mm-hmm.
Trying to get more into this relationship with myself, realizing that I was the person that I really need to take care of. That's where all my energy needed to be right now,
mm-hmm.
in order to maintain the focus and get this album done. It became very, I felt it a little bit threatened,
uh-huh.
as far as the finishing of it, and was really concerned about about it getting done, seeing it to completion, and how that was going to happen. So basically, we'll get into more of this later, but I was really learning that I had to let go of a lot of the stuff in order to move on and ascend to higher points in my life and my music and all of that. Just couldn't maintain it, couldn't put all the energy into all that and keep it with me on a lot of levels. So there's a lot of stuff I just had to let go of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of my mantras.
Yeah.
Album is Let It Go.
Mm-hmm.
And really, really learned a lot from the song and continue to do so. I was calling it kind of the process of letting go, and I even thought about that being part of the title of the album, but I decided not to add that. But it's turning out that's what it is. As much as I wanted Let It Go and the release of it just to be, okay, I'm over everything and I've let everything go and I'm healed, I'm learning that it's more of a process of letting go.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I really like this song. You know, when I listen to it, you know, you're going to laugh. But it reminds me of, like, a little bit of, like, George Harrison's Beware of Darkness.
Oh, wow. That's quite a compliment.
It has that feel to it.
Yeah.
When I listen to it.
I'm really happy with the sound that it has.
Yeah.
Really clean, really, I don't know, that's really, like, I'm very happy with the whole song and the video and everything.
Uh-huh.
It was really exciting and such a huge part of my healing process and continues to be.
Yeah.
The teacher.
Uh-huh. Well, it's interesting because I was interviewing my dad, who's a blues man, and we talked about music as healing as well. That came up very strongly. And here we are talking about music as healing again. And
It's really become a vehicle of healing for me. It's really amazing.
Yeah, exactly. And so you said this album was recorded in a healing frequency.
Right.
A special, like, frequency for healing. And you want to tell us about that? Because this looks new. I don't think I've seen this on an album before.
Yeah, well, one of the relationships that I was introduced to and then ended up being part of my healing process,
mm-hmm.
introduced to a whole new, how would you describe it, kind of a genre of new forms of healing.
Uh-huh.
So real quick, I wanted to mention on the Let It Go video where there's images of words,
mm-hmm.
pain, suffering, regrets, things like that, and I'm putting them into this stone.
Yeah.
Which all this stuff in my life that I was going through, and then at the end I throw the stone out into the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Very powerful.
Yeah. So, anyway, this 432 thing came about by, first it started with interest in sacred geometry.
Mm-hmm.
I always had kind of an interest in it, but then a friend of mine introduced me to a pyramid, I guess you'd call it pyramid power, just the idea of what pyramids were about.
Yeah.
I was always fascinated with, but
mm-hmm.
Led into the study of sound and sacred geometry combined, which is called cymatics.
Mm-hmm.
Cymatic. And that was just amazing to me. Basically, what it is they run frequency over metal plate that vibrates. They put sand on top of it. This is the older version. They have a newer version now. But it vibrates at these different frequencies, and the sand actually forms these geometric patterns. So I really delved into the study of all this stuff and come to find out that pyramids and these sacred geometric patterns on a really microscopic level, talking DNA and all that, these shapes are the building blocks of life. And that was really amazing to me. And along those lines, this 432 hertz tuning is part of that. Frequency basically, it represents, it corresponds with the healing frequencies of the body, the way that the body is supposed to operate, the way it does operate. We're being bombarded with all these frequencies all around us, especially today with Wi-Fi signals and all that. They're not in that healing frequency. They're actually more detrimental to our health. And so that's a concern to be aware of, to find things that can protect yourself from these frequencies. So, you know, the pyramids are good for that, among other things.
Well, as I look at this album here, the cover and the design and everything, it's very beautiful. It's orange, and then you have a picture of the, on the cover, the sacral chakra. The symbol for the sacral chakra. Inside there's a picture of Shiva, and then you have the fire and water, the yin yang symbol. It looks like the whole thing was very consciously constructed here.
Yeah, it was. I finished real quick with the 432, which the standard tuning from the middle of 1900s up till now has been 440 hertz. And they found out that that was more of a detrimental, damaging frequency. So 432 is just slightly under that. It's more flat, you would say. But people say that they feel relaxed and just feel good when they hear it, as opposed to 440. So I tuned all the instruments and my voice on the album. So it's all in 432. It's all in this healing frequency. So all you have to do is listen to it, and your body is being harmonized with healing frequencies. So it's very powerful, actually. And kind of a pioneering thing. I mean, there's others that have done this, but not many. And then on the cover, it gets into, it's actually a picture of Vishnu. Yeah, so it's interesting because I've got a song on the album, which is a tribute to Shiva. It all kind of made sense as I was wrapping up the album and really understand how this was going to fit with the tribute to Shiva on an album where the deity for the sacral chakra is actually Vishnu. And not to get too far into Hindu philosophy, but come to find out that Shiva is Vishnu's biggest main, like, devotee or worshiper, and vice versa. Vishnu is Shiva's main devotee.
So it's almost like a yin and yang complementary thing.
Yeah, so basically what it was Vishnu wanted a tribute. He didn't want it to be about himself. As much as this album is Vishnu is the deity,
uh-huh.
and he's got his picture on there, but really he wanted to do a tribute to Shiva, which we'll hear, I'm sure, later in Om Namah Shivaya. So
yeah.
It really makes sense more on a really deep spiritual level
uh-huh.
that it's a, you know, Vishnu is so devoted to Shiva
mm-hmm.
that he wanted to turn all the devotion over to Shiva.
Let's do that. Let's play Om Namah Shivaya.
Okay,
let's play that now, and then you can tell us about it more in a bit. Okay.
Okay.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, very beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A lot of fun to create. I started with this song with me and the guitar.
Uh-huh.
Had this vision to make it what it was, and I was thinking about bringing in some singers to help me do it, and then ended up doing it all myself, singing all the parts and everything. So, really happy again with how that one turned out. It was another major healing song for me, and it's a huge part of this album. It goes back to a healing weekend retreat that I went to.
Uh-huh.
And one of the main things that I learned in that retreat was this mantra, Om Namah Shivaya. And they taught it to us and taught it what it meant. And it's really, really amazing. It got me in touch with the idea of God or the divine being inside of ourselves. And not that it's something out there or some other person, that it's actually all within ourselves, and you know, that we come from this source.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually resides within us at the same time. So that was a huge awakening to me. It means I bow to the one within.
Mm-hmm.
And so this, we're talking about this Hindu philosophy with Shiva and Vishnu.
Uh-huh.
To represent this energy, God, you know. But it can be a little confusing. So it's really about that divine source within us.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I often run into people who have, you know, some confusion or misconception about whether it's all out there or whether it's within them.
Yeah, yeah. It really was very meaningful to me because I ended up finding more meaning to the words and where it originated and everything. And basically, turns out that it was a very sacred mantra that was brought back by a great guru and presented to the world. Basically, it was basically to help improve, raise the consciousness of everybody that speaks or chants it,
mm-hmm.
as well as it affects the whole world just by the people that speak it or chant it. So it gets you in tune with yourself and the divine source within you,
uh-huh. yeah.
creative force, and it's very healing inward and externally.
Oh, excellent.
So it's probably the most powerful, one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful words you could say to improve your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been chanting it thousands of times throughout the making of this whole album and everything, and it really helps me a lot. I know that. And so I was really inspired to write the song about it.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Well, it sounds very beautiful and most heartfelt, I would say.
Well, thanks again.
I used
a 12-string guitar in that one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about the different instruments that you use. Do you you did some flute work?
Yeah, the Native American flute. I played on a couple of songs, which is turning into a thing. You'll probably be hearing it more and more
mm-hmm.
because I'm very interested and have a lot of fun with it and discovering that there's all these different varieties of these flutes and different keys and everything.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be using a different one for the next project,
mm-hmm.
which will be the solar chakra. And that's the note of E. Everything on the sacral chakra is in D. So I tried to make most of the songs as much as possible in the key of D.
Uh-huh.
So it's really charged, you know, and all these different aspects between the 432 tuning, the key of D, the color of orange, which I didn't mention, but that's the main color of the sacral chakra.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and you mentioned
water.
The water runs through the whole album. And I want to play this tune called the Rain Dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's listen to that now, then you can kind of talk more about it in a bit.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
very powerful, Bradley.
Yeah, that went really deep on that one. Mm-hmm. Almost could kind of feel like I didn't even write it, and that's. I could almost say that that one was written by Apu Shasta, which means mountain spirit, mountain Shasta.
Uh-huh.
So, now in the big picture, it's interesting how it came together, but I'll do kind of a short scenario. Basically, as part of my healing process, I took a lot of trips up to Mount Shasta. There's a road that you can take, and it will take you up to about 7,000 feet, which is above the timberline.
Yeah.
Just really creates a space for to really, it's conducive to meditation, I would say. Between the overall energy that the mountain provides and the altitude and all the spiritual energy that's happening. Very amazing to me, but I would go up there and I would meditate, and to make a long story short, basically it inspired me to kind of, you could say that, said, go down to the bottom of the mountain and there's a store down there, and
uh-huh.
go in the store and there's these instruments that are available. I basically just, a couple different instances, and I would go in and pick up a couple of these different instruments and try them out, and they would kind of gravitate to me. I would know which one I was meant to purchase, and started playing it, and it turned into what we just heard. Originally, it was called the flute song, and I ended up changing it to the very end to rain dance.
Mm-hmm.
It's significant because it was all written in one of the biggest droughts in California history. Mm-hmm. And during this time, I was going up meditating on the mountain a lot and stuff, and so basically, it's my interpretation of a rain dance, and I feel that it's kind of, kind of charging the consciousness so people that hear it, between all the sacred energies combined with the water and the rain sound at the end, I would hope that it's kind of helping to more impregnate the consciousness of the planet with rain sounds. Mm-hmm. Just people getting that into their consciousness, and hopefully it would help. You know, we did get a significant amount of rain this year, which was nice, but we're still technically in a drought, so hopefully we'll get a lot more. But that was my interpretation of a rain dance.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds pretty impressive and very, very, very powerful.
Well, at the same time, with all this healing and trips up to Mount Shasta, I was working with some really powerful shaman.
Yeah.
It was really amazing. So I feel that in the song, I'm channeling my inner shaman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
So.
Yeah, and up the mountain, there's a lot of energy and spirit there that I'm sure it's available for anyone that will take the journey.
Yeah, it's become a major influence on my my musical and healing journey.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about in my last interview with you, such a powerful influence on the Root Chakra album, and then it just started developing more and more from there.
Uh-huh.
So it's a continuing awakening, I would call it, Mount Shasta awakening.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. Let's see, I'd like to play this tune, Seeing Spirits Present. Seeing Spirits Present.
And, yeah, Michael Mann as a special guest on that one.
Yeah. Then you can tell us about this song, because there seems to be a lot going on there with it.
Yeah.
So, here we go. very nice.
Yeah, that one was basically written about seeing the divine in other people.
Uh-huh.
Seems like a lot of things throughout my life, I look back and I notice where I was taking things for granted. But this one, with the making of this album, getting in really deep on an interpersonal, on an inner level,
mm-hmm.
just really, I started seeing the connection between that source energy that was working within myself, and as I would get tuned in more and more with it, I noticed how it also works through other people. I started recognizing that more. And I wrote it just with me and the guitar. And I always kind of felt it needed something extra special to make it really what it is.
Uh-huh.
So I incorporated my friend Michael Manring, who played on two tracks on my first album, Root Chakra.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that's just a whole other aspect, you know, that I see God working through him at the same time. So as I'm singing, I see God in you. You know, I'm seeing it in him. I'm seeing it in myself. Seeing it in the recording engineer, you know. Helped me on the graphic design. And all these people, which all really came from myself and my inspiration and me feeling that inspiration and acting on it, and a lot of meditation and asking the divine for help and guidance, and these people were there to help.
Yeah, exactly. And as I remember when you were making the album, how that would work out so synchronistically. What of your musical influences, other musicians that have really kind of influenced you creatively and spiritually?
Other than music?
Just musicians who have influenced you. Musically, your style, but also inspired you just in general?
Well, I've been asked that question a few times in my past interviews, and I've always seemed to kind of say the same answer. So they're similar. So I wanted to change that a little bit this time, because mm-hmm. I was really influenced by some different musicians this time. One of them, probably one of the most powerful influences for this album, it was an artist that I'd heard about, and he was always kind of there on the fringes throughout my childhood and everything. I'd heard his songs and never really made the connection with him that much, never really got too interested in his music or anything to really, he was always a lot of times on the Guitar Player magazine cover, never really paid too much attention. It's really interesting. But anyway, his name is Todd Rundgren.
Mm-hmm.
And he's did a lot of the solo, did all the parts himself, made his own music, similar kind of to my approach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was amazing in a lot of other ways too, as a producer, and played with bands also.
Yeah. He was also very spiritual too. He did a whole album called Healing.
Right.
I remember getting it as soon as it came out.
Right. And it's amazing how these musical figures come into my life and inspire me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I don't really consciously invite them in or anything, and then they show up, and all of a sudden I have this interest for this musical artist, and this has happened different points throughout my life of different artists, and then I'll dive into that person's music and study it for, up to probably 3 years at the most. I've done with like Frank Zappa's music, who's been a huge influence. Now Todd Rundgren ends up, he's got a huge catalog of material, which I didn't realize. And he's just got all these ways that he makes stuff happen. And so anyway, I guess you'd say the consciousness of this artist came to me, and basically kind of started to teach me through me listening to his music and watching a lot of interviews. And it was a very spiritual thing. It's kind of funny, too, because one of the things that you'd hear about Todd Rundgren is the saying is Todd is God. Kind of like similar to that Eric Clapton thing. But I was really amazed at that. Like, that's really interesting. I wonder what that means, you know. Well, it became very personal to me that what he was teaching me spiritually through tuning in with him through the music and interviews and all this, that he was actually a representative of the divine. And it goes really deep. But I am totally convinced. I totally believe it. And it goes right along with that song that I was just talking about, that I see God in you. I see God in Todd Rundgren, along with many other of my favorite artists, too, and all these influences, as well as I see God within myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's another song I'd like to play here called Light.
Yeah,
and I think that's very appropriate at this point. So let's give it a listen.
Light, 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 light,
I'm realizing is all about the chakras. We're talking about chakras or light, which also translated as energy.
Oh, certainly, yeah.
And that ended up, that was a, if you would call it a demand to the divine. With everything I was going through and all the healing, and I realized that in order for me to do what I need to do to create this music and allow it to come through, I needed more light and more energy and more life to make it all happen. And so that's part of it. And at the same time, I was going through a major backyard renovation excavation project, which basically I was cutting down some trees, and it was right around the same time I was writing the song. And it was very significant because I'm asking for more light. And at the same time, they're cutting down these huge trees in my backyard. And as they cut them down, there's like all this light now in my backyard. And so the choir singing Vam, I picture is like a choir of angels singing. You asked for it. Here you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Clear to me and amazing.
At
the same time, they were digging up the yard and the excavating and digging into all this. The dirt around here is very clay-like and very mixed between red and orange. Very significant because those are the colors of the root chakra, which is going into the sacral chakra. And digging dirt. Significant of me going inside myself, digging into the sacral chakra and seeing what comes up.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing amount of stuff that came up that I realized needed work and needed the process of healing.
So before we leave, I wanted you to tell us a little bit about your live show that you're developing.
Yeah, so that is with everything else, I've redone my website. I've created a new Facebook page, artist page. And really, for this album, really felt I needed to take it to the next level. Bigger, you know, better. And so that's what's been happening, I feel, with the website and everything. And now the live performances. So, you know, with the first album, I was so anxious. I just wanted to get out there and play out wherever I could. Now I'm realizing, since I wear most all the hats, it takes an enormous amount of energy to put even one performance on. And so I've gotten to kind of pick and choose where I want to focus my energies and really plan on how I want to make this time better than the last. So along with that song we just heard, Light, I need to feel the need to create a light show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've invested in really nice lighting equipment that's on its way, and I've got a show that I booked for New Year's Eve, and I'm really excited to, gives me an ample amount of time to learn how to play a lot of this material, because it's full production on the album, but when I take it live, it's just me and my guitar and my arsenal of effects and processors that I use. Now I've added my voice too. So along with the light show, I'm also adding wireless technology for both the guitar and vocals, and I'll use that with the flute also. And I'm going to make it more intimate, going out into the crowd and really connecting with people on a more intimate level.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. I want to you to let people know where they can get your album, Sacral Chakra, how they can purchase it.
Bradley J. Smith is my website. Just reconstructed it.
Okay.
I really like it. And so there you can find my new video, links to purchase and listen to the CDs, as well as these radio shows got up there.
Yes.
Link my Facebook page.
Okay. So that's bradleyjsmith.net.
Correct.
Yeah, bradleyjsmith.net.
Right.
Okay, perfect. And I'll put a link in this, in the show page here as well, and so that people can be able to find the music. Is there anything else that you wanted to say about the album, about the music, to your fans?
It's just it's a whole different animal than the first one.
Mm-hmm. You do more.
Gets a lot more intimate, you know, with the vocals and what I'm saying, and combine it with a 432 tuning, and it's very, very healing. Very healing. I tend to, I've seen the whole process, and I know all the energy that I put into it, and know how important it is to me, and I want other people to experience and feel that for themselves, and I'm interested to see where it takes people. And but the main thing was that it was my journey, and even releasing the album, that Let It Go, that was such a huge theme for me, is for healing. Even releasing it is a whole nother learning curve of letting go of any expectations.
Yeah,
I did it. I'm very happy with it. I did an enormous amount of growth through the process, and that's the point where I'm learning that I need to let it go and just kind of let it live its own life.
Yeah, let it do its work in the world now.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And not to have any attachment to that, which I'm learning is a challenge of itself.
Oh, yeah. And it's another process of giving birth, creative birth.
Yeah.
I wanted to say, since I've known you for many, many years now, and And always over the years, I've always playfully referred to you as Sri Bradley. Mm-hmm. And with this work and this album now, it's as if you've become that now. you have grown into Sri Bradley.
Thanks. That's yeah. It's an amazing process, how it's developed and
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
where I'm at versus where I've come from, and even with the making of the video and going back to that spot where I used to dream about doing stuff like this, and now
and there
here
you
I
are.
Am.
Yep.
And,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I want to... But thank you for consenting to do this interview. Again, it was a wonderful, wonderful journey and a special insight into your creative and spiritual musical process. Quite a treat. Quite a treat.
Yeah, and I really thank you, and I really value Dove Radio giving my music the opportunity and the space and the recognition that it deserves, I feel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And I thank you again. What I'd like to do is finish up here with the song Home. And it's off the album Sacral Chakra. And I think it's very, very appropriate at this point.
Yeah, do you want me to say a couple words about it real quick?
Real quick.
Okay. Well, it started out as a song that I had from another project way back. I took the main riff and started working with it. Didn't have any lyrics or anything. Started getting close to the end, and these words just came to me. And it has a lot to do with finding and getting back to our connection with the source and where we all come from and where we're going. And this world is kind of a temporary place.
Yeah. Yeah. But let's give it a listen here.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
myself. That's because no one else will do. Take each moment one by one, trying to find my way back home. Trying to find my way back home. Finding my way back home. Trying to find my way back home. Finding my way back home.